Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Let's listen to KMPRK.
Sanibonani, Pastor Ray, Bafundisi, Nabalali Libre Radio Pulpit. KMPRK Kumalo, Lokulumai. Instability.
Yeah.
As a Guma scriptures, I saw of Willie. Now, a young was so shame, which you should see go on to personally.
Yeah,
I think Abantu by a butter tree. Ugly is with Alice's cat. I'm excited to mount a form of landing in course. There's a go by in King Ayoga says, is Umanga leso sikhathi lezo lifikile lamenza ukuthi abe umzalwane oguqukayo oyinikelayo olandela uNkulunkulu okanye olandela uJesu ngokuphelele. Bese kufika izinto zokuthi akakhulanga, aka-experiencanga, akafundanga ukuthi i-character yomuntu isukaphi kahle kahle azabe khona la emhlabeni. So ngiyabuka nje ukuthi lezi nto lezi njengoba zikhulunywa ngale ndlela okhulunywa okhuluma ngayo Pastor Ray, personally abantu abaningi i-instability iza ngokuthi basuke babe excited. Umuntu angahlali phansi abheke ukuthi le nto engena kuyona ngizozinikela ngokuphelele ngihambe ngempela yini le ndlela. Kusho ukuthi kufanele ngifunde the characters ezisebhayibhelini ekukhulunywa ngazo ukuthi abanye bawe kanjani endleleni, abaphumelele baphumelele kanjani. Kukho konke uJesu Kristu uma esethi kuphelile, bekufanele kube siyabona from lapho ukuthi konke asibonise kona nakwenzile, yiloko kufanele siqhubeke thina sikwenze.
Yeah.
Uma engasekho yena la phakathi kwethu emhlabeni sesisizwa umoya oyingcwele.
Yes.
So lilonke njena i-instability ibangwa ukuthi abantu bathatha izinto ngamawala. And then ahamba umuntu akhathali kungenanto emkhuthazayo njengokufunda. Kubaluleke kabi ukufunda. Sifunde nasezimpilweni zabantu abaphile before thina. Sibuke ne-background esikuyona. Ukuthi thina ke umuphi umehluko esingawenza ukuguqula la ngizalelwa khona ngoba phela ngingokababa ngingokamama masesengila emhlabeni, okuyinto ukuthi fanele masengikhetha uJesu kucace ukuthi lo muntu usehleli manje kuJesu. I-controller isekho ukuthi uzelwe ubani nobani, but use-controller yile nto leyamandla kaNkulunkulu abonakala kuKristu ngokusizwa umoya engcwele osuke ukuthina. Angazi ukuthi kuyezwakala yini Pastor.
Ngiyakuzwa, ngiyakuzwa.
Nkulunkulu ngathi angasibusisa baba wami nabalaleli bonke be-Radio Pulpit. Biyakhe Khumalo lo Orlando East. Bangibonge ukuthula baba.
Siyabonga kakhulu Biyakhe Khumalo e-Orlando East. Inkosi kubusise baba. Ngendlela eyisimanga. Send us a WhatsApp. Let's hear from you as to what you say on this issue. And of course, I need to hear from you as to what you make of it. Causes of instability, what they are even all about. 0826572729. Let's hear.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Vusmuzi says, number one, lack of spiritual discipline. Number two, lack of knowledge of God's word. Number three, worldly distractions. Number four, spiritual warfare. Hebrews chapter 5, verses 12 to 14. These are other causes of spiritual instability. Scriptures, Exodus 32, verses 1 to 8. Matthew 26, verses 69 to 75. Revelations, chapter 3, verses 15 to 16. Asibonge mfowethu. Asibonge kakhulu. Vus wasekhaya. Siyabonga kakhulu. Inkosi kubusise. Sawubona dumela. Hi.
Eh, sawubona dumela.
Butwami.
Ngiyabulisa yeah, ngamelisi lomfundisi Jesu Christ my brother.
Hallelujah.
Ya yeah, ngibulise futhi lapha ku Pastor Khadere no Jabulan Dominic no Pastor Motha.
Nazoke.
Brother,
yebo baba.
Ya yeah, spiritual instability.
Mm.
Amanye amasonto today akhulunywa nge-spiritual instability.
Mm.
Why ngoba kucatshangwa ngokuthi as long but say yes to Jesus Christ.
Mm.
They are righteous.
Mm.
Even not doing the will of Jesus Christ.
Mm.
Our Lord and Savior.
Mm.
Noma singenayo control kuzinto ezifana ngokudla kabe ukudla okungalungile.
Mm.
Drugs, alcohol.
Mm.
But the way he's saying to us that we must not make provision for the flesh in regard to its lust. There are more things that are holding some Christians to cults and occultic practices. But as believers, the arm of God is for us as believers, not the unbelievers. Unbelievers, when we talk about cool, and spiritual abilities. And because we are not believers, Rangapakasana no Jesu Christ, so we say the con is very live swing. A bigger of Satan. Young King to Babona Gui into Enche. Nati, the sense cut is told us in Siham Fana Nether, our mind sometimes we are filled with confusion and unproductive spiritual bondage. First John 1, verse 14 says, Jesus Christ came to this world to undo the works of the devil. Masike sibone amanye amasonto baze athasive uJesus Christ angamaKristu. Uthola kuthiwa bandla kulungile ukuthatha abafazi ababili noma abathathu ukuze ningawele esonini. Why, Brother Ray, people are talking to those churches, especially men, because it's about numbers, not purity. Churches are tailoring their religion to fit their lifestyles, not the impilo of now Jesus Christ. No, the lifestyle yabo. Kula Amazon to talk to Rabanda Banin, bezele into a city economic paradise. Ayo kuzo zithathela uJesu Christ njengenkosi nomsingizi, Brother Ray.
Yeah. All the time. Thank you so much, my friend. Siyathokoza. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322.
The South African government is implementing various interventions to reduce poverty and assist vulnerable groups in our communities. To date, over 9.7 million children in more than 21,000 schools depend on the school nutrition program. More than 8.5 million South Africans are recipients of the Social Relief and Distress Grant, whilst more than 3 million indigenous households receive either free water services or free electricity from their respective municipalities. To apply for these free basic services, please contact your nearest municipality or your nearest SASSA office. Building and transforming the economy. A message brought to you by Government Communications.
All right, 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit it is. And let me bring this to you also, Sipho. The very notion when one goes across and being unstable, spiritual instability, the causes of this. Now, I'm looking at Hosea chapter 10, verse 2, Sipho. It says, their heart is divided. Now they are held guilty. He will break down their altars. He will ruin their sacred pillars. A heart that is divided, that in itself is a cause of spiritual instability. Sipho?
That's very true indeed, Fundis. Remember, cheap service and double-minded standard cannot take anyone too further with the faith. And Jesus has warned us that we cannot serve two masters. Fear the other and other one ignore him. In other words, it is true, we need to be focused in our faith And uJesu shilo kumini Paul to Colossians 3 verse 23 uthi whatever we do we should work work wholeheartedly for the Lord and not for men.
Yeah.
So when you see people having the double standard and other half of the heart on the other side, it is not from this being full in our faith, but you have got a spiritual instability. And remember Ephesians chapter 6 verse 5 to 6, we must work our salvation in fear and trembling. Save us wholeheartedly as we do Christ, not by the way of eye service.
Yes.
As to please people, but as being the servant of our Master Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
We need to have a sin in mind, the mind of Christ, of glorifying God in everything that we do.
Gyaguz, I'm for it. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on the issue of spiritual instability, the causes of such. What can they be in our today's lives?
Come live the life at 657 AM. 657 AM.
All right, Jabu, let me bring this to you, my friend. Now, when you look into the very aspect of instability, now, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 21 says, you cannot drink the cup of the Elohim and the cup of demons. You cannot partake in the Elohim's table and in the table of demons. Something in that is, yabonakala futhi naphakathi kwabazalwane. Jabu, is it true?
Yes, very true, my friend. It's also just inkomba yokuthi ungasekeleki. Inkomba futhi yokungagxili ekholweni so noma evangelini lombuso. When we still mix things, like you find out ukuthi maybe as a believer, obviously kunenqubo kaNkuluNkulu ekumele siphile ngayo. Like mhlambe I'll make an example, a famous one, a popular one, ukuthi we no longer thina sacrifice to the dead. Of which is a well-known practice to our fellow brethren who are still not yet in the faith, to worship or maybe to offer sacrifice. You know, let me not say worship the dead, but to sacrifice to the dead.
Yeah.
Ukuhlabela amadlozi, abanye bathi ukuphahla, whatever people call it. But ngicabanga ukuthi bayangizwisisa abalaleli ukuthi ngikhuluma ngani. So njengabantwana bakaNkulunkulu thina sesibizwe out of such practices because of useyemunye uNkulunkulu esimkhonzayo. And uNkulunkulu esimkhonzayo, he calls himself a jealous God. Uthi ungabi nabanye oNkulunkulu ngaphandle kwami.
Yes.
So it means manje if when you still have other altars that you service in the name of sacrificing or slaughtering for them, those are gods. Those are gods. I don't care ukuthi ukubizani, how you cover it. Kodwa as long as usathatha isikhathi sakho nemali yakho, you know, and everything, and invest it into sacrificing for the dead. You know, claiming to be speaking to your ancestors, your great grandfathers, great grandmothers, just the dead. You know, and I know that there've been so much controversy and misunderstanding about this subject, but we won't dwell much on it, because where people even ended up saying that like the dead are called demons, you know, which no one ever said, or even the father never said so. The dead people are dead people, ancestors. And there is nothing wrong with the dead people and their ancestors, but it starts when you claim to be communicating with them through sacrifices, through slaughtering of goats and sheep and bulls, you know, because there is only one sacrifice that was made for all sin, to mediate for every one of us.
Yes.
Yahushua HaMashiach himself, his blood was shed so that it can be the once and for all acceptable sacrifice that is sweet-smelling aroma and pleasing to the Father for all our sins. So there is no any other blood that you can shed claiming what you are communicating. So if you still practice such claiming to be the child of the Father or born again, you are unstable. You are unstable. Because now it goes back to what I was saying at first. You've been delivered from such, you've been called out from such, but you are returning into it.
Mm.
We are approaching the festive season, my friend. We are going to homes, different homes.
Mm.
Or even if you are not going home, but things will be happening in this time.
Mm.
This is a season. This is a special season that really the world take it so seriously. And I think even, you know, like, you see the way things happen.
Mm.
People get bonuses. And when they check January, what happened with the bonus, they don't know.
Yeah.
It's the season. So we are supposed to understand who we are and then where do we belong. We belong to the Father and we are sons of the Father. So we are not to really engage ourselves into practices that do not glorify Him, like the ones that I've mentioned.
Mm.
You know, when we do such, we are unstable. Those are the signs of instability. As you quoted 1 Corinthians 10:21, you cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of demons too.
Yeah.
You cannot have a part in both the Lord's table and the table of the demons.
Mm.
How is it referred to the demons? The scripture is not referring to the dead. But those people that you came to be speaking to and they hear you and they give you luck and they bless you, those are the demons that the scripture is referring to. Because the dead can no longer hear you. They can no longer answer you. The word says they have no part into what is happening in this world. The scripture, the Father himself, he says so. So if when you claim goodbye, those are demons. Because yes, demons can still hear you. The devil can still hear you and answer you and even give you things. So that's what the scripture is saying. We cannot be equally yoked with non-believers.
Mm.
We are separated. We are concentrated. We are set apart. And we must not be ashamed of that. That's our heritage. That's our blessing. And if we choose to be lukewarm, then we are unstable. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you so much. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout, 012-334-1322. Let's hear from you as to what you make of this, the very fact and issue of instabilities in our lives.
Real radio for real people, serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
How's Dorothy?
Ngithanda ukubulisa babre ngegama lomfelo wa Jesu Kristu.
Thank you, ma'am.
Singelele nabafundisi. Jabulani Dominic, ubaba Paulus. Nobaba lo munye, Nkosi yami ngiyaxolisa ukumkhohlwa. Siyabonga. Siyabonga babre topic spiritual instability. Ama-causes wayo nokungakheki ngokwezwi likaNkulunkulu nokungabi nje umfundi ngoba even nabo Peter laba bebahamba noJesu bebamlandela bahamba naye bafunda manje thina ay ngathi asifuni ukufundiseka nezwi likhona kodwa asigcilanga likhona enhlizweni zethu kodwa makufika izimo kakhulu siyanyakaziseka bese sisiyakhohlwa ukuthi izwi lakaNkulunkulu lithini empilweni zethu ngoba uthe noma khuluma noJoshua uNkulunkulu wathi wozindla ngalincwadi yomthetho ubusuku nemini bese uyacina uma isibindi yonayo ukuhlehlemelisa manje thina sifuna ukuhlehlemeliswa yizwi lakaNkulunkulu ngoba masindlula kusisikhathi ezimweni sigcina sesithi hayi uNkulunkulu ushiyile hayi uNkulunkulu akasithandi nakunamadoda lawa wayengeniswa emlilweni aboShadrach naboAbednego uNkulunkulu azange athi ngoba bangikhonza kahle labantwana angeke ngize ngicishe umlilo yayibona wabayeka babangenisa emlilweni yena wabonakala indoda yesine phakathi kwalo mlilo ukuba nestability wazi ukuthi noma ngiyafa noma ngiyaphila kodwa angizi ukuchintsha language angizukukhothamela abanye uNkulunkulu.
Yeah.
Manje thina masibona izimo zisivelela. Hayi yazi angazi sifana nenyoni ehleli kule edradini lapha phezulu entambeni yegesi.
Mhm.
Iloku iyajinka lapho iyajinka ayazo riye ngale oriye ngale.
Mhm.
So ngathi uNkulunkulu angasiza. Nami ngokwami ngiyazifaka lapho phakathi.
Amen.
Hayi ngoba yo yazi ukuze sizofinyelela njengokukhuluma kukaMpostoli Paul.
Mhm.
Athi ukuze ngimazi uKristu Jesu namandla amvusayo. Uyayibona ke. Azange abheke inhlupheko sebahamba akumishini kuphela ikebe emalwandle kodwa azange give up uNkulunkulu bekanaye uyayibona into enjengaleyo manje thina hayi Nkosi yami uNkulunkulu asisize baba asisize kakhulu kuloku kukholwa ngoba nje lona izwi likhona lisendebeni zemlomo makumele lisebenze empilweni zethu hayi ngathi siyalikhohlwa and ubaba uthi angikashiye uthi angikazasekelela uthi esuze isiguga lokasithwele masizomvumela nje ukuthi asithwale ngezandla zakhe so ngathi uNkulunkulu angasisize ya asisize singayabona ke Sunday hayi siyavutha somlilo mara phakathi kweviki hayi language ngathi iyatshintsha futhi njengoba kule insuku lezi
ya ngiyakuzwa sesiterothi ngikuza kahle. We will continue with you because it's 7 minutes long. I want to give you ample time. We trust the Father's doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way, the best of friends you and I are. And of course, we are looking into the very issue. And this is the issue of spiritual instability and what causes such. Spiritual instability and what causes such. We find ourselves in serious problems at times because we don't know what had caused what has happened upon our lives. We just look at things and then we leave it there, and that is where we find much of the problem. Give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say. Remember this song? I don't know if you remember this song. I used to play it, Ko Ustata, in Atrichville. I used to play this song. It's a beautiful one by Brooke Benton. But also, Joyous Celebration, Telumoya. I think this one you will love even more. Yaga Joyous Celebration. Then we will play Brooke Benton, the song that says, Oh Happy Day. We will play that. Let's start with this one, the very song that I think you will like, the music of Joyous Celebration. And here they are. They sing a song that says, Telu Moya, and then Brooke Benton after that. Send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Drop us a voice note. Let's see what you say.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
All right, thank you so much. And Austerotti, thank you so much. I am still going to play your WhatsApp. I just want to make it a two-part. Ebele part one, le part two. I'm still going to play your WhatsApp. Don't worry. Don't say, hey, bakatile WhatsApp yaka. No, I won't do that. If it is longer, I cut it into two. but I still get it played. And I cut it where it matters the most, on the right space. Don't worry and say, "Eish, Marusipia, Ureyas, Moshe, Elaman." No. Don't worry about that. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on this matter.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
How's Dorothy?
Yes, born amos, yeah.
Hmm.
I told you, hey, I sit here so tell a chanawari.
Yeah.
And a chanawari so tell a jay, hey, kunzim, agunzim.
Umoshi.
Kanti fanege guso lesikhathi lesiguso manje.
Mhm.
Yeah, si yazi si be stable.
Yes.
Yeah. And persevere. Mhm. Yeah, simfune uNkulunkulu, simfune.
Yes.
Singapholisi maseko, siphikelele.
Yeah.
Siphikelele yazini uNkulunkulu asize man, asize. Asize kakhulu. Nami ngiyajoba ngisho ngithi ngiyazifaka lapho phakathi.
Mhm.
Ngiyazincusela ukuthi baba ngicela ukukholwa izwi lakho.
Mhm.
Mawuthe ngisabi ngisabi, mawuthe angeke ungishiye. Vela angeke azangishiya, zange wangishiye. Zange ngimbona ngishiye.
Yeah.
Manje ukuthi le instability le kangaka ivelaphi sabantwana bakaNkuluNkulu.
Mhm.
Yeah, ngathi singalifuza ibandla leli laqala.
Mhm.
Ela lihamba emandleni. Belihamba emandleni.
Yes.
Kangangokuthi noma bandlula nje abantu bebaphonsa ama handkerchief wabo ukuthi awele nje ethunzini zabo bese abantu bayaphola. Yasigcile kuNkulunkulu, sigcile sibe ngabagcilileyo.
Yeah.
Singazo pheshulwa imimoya.
Yes.
Ezayo nje empilweni zethu.
Futhi
sizokhona ukukhuluma njengoJoba athi nyamaza umhlengi wami uyaphila. Ngempela uyaphila uNkulunkulu. Dala siwezi imifula nemifudla nasimbonile. Ya singafani nabantwana bakwa-Israyeli. UMose sekahambile asentabeni ayobalandela ibhebhe uNkulunkulu ambizile ukuthi ayolobe ibhebhe zamatshe uNkulunkulu uyo uzibhalile ngomunwe wakhe. Basala bona abantwana bakwa-Israyeli bazenzela ithole legolide balikhothamela. Sibakhohliwe ukuthi uNkulunkulu bayenzeleni, bamnenga uNkulunkulu. Ngoba nathi kunezinto eziyenza ukuthi uNkulunkulu anengeke. Ngokungamkholelwa nje spiritual instability ungakholwa ukuthi le angayenza or le angeke ayenze like siyazithwalela and uthe siphonsele imithwalo yethu kuye ngokubuya sikhathalela uthe size kwethu nasonke sisindwayo manje hey hayi njengoba ngisho ngithi nami ngathi angangisiza ngiyazikhalela ya ngiyasho ngithi baba it's not my brother but it's me oh lord I'm standing in the need of prayer. Siza impilo yami. Ngoba indaba inohambo, ngoba uNkulunkulu ufuna siphelele kuye, singabi half. Ngiyabonga ithuba. Sengathi uNkulunkulu angabusisa ngegama lika Jesu Christ wase Nazareth. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Sister Dorothy. We really appreciate. May the Father bless you even abundantly.
Yongeza ilizwi lakho kweli lethu. Sikumamele yaye sifuna ukuva izimvo zakho. Ungathumela kugospel@radiopulpit.co.za okanye uthumele umyalezo wakho kuWhatsApp ku 0826572729.
Jesse Untikani says, I greet you, Brother Ray, Brother SP, Brother JD, and the Radio Pulpit family. If I can add or take out from what Brother JD said, I would be spoiling everything. Glory be to God. Shalom. Thank you so much, ma'am. We really appreciate. All right. And here's another one from Popi Ratone. It says, greetings, Baruti. Spiritual instability is caused by lack of spiritual discernment, resulting in people swayed by strange doctrines because they can't test spirits against what the Word of God says. 2 Timothy chapter 3 from Popi. Thank you so much, Popi. We really appreciate. 2 Chronicles 7 verses 14, Abel says there, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins and heal their land. That is Abel there. Thank you so much, Abel. We really, really appreciate.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
All right, babongani.
Ngithuba ngibingelele kwemfundisi uRay, ngibingelele nakubafethu abangamagesti ke lapho e-studio, ngibingelele ke nabalaleli bonke be-radio pulpit egameni lenkosi yamakhosi uKristu Jesu. Isihloko esithi spiritual instability. Example of spiritual instability in the Bible. The Israelites in the wilderness, despite witnessing God's miracle, they frequently doubted God and turned to idolatry. When they saw that Moses delayed coming down from the mountain, they made themselves a molded calf and worshipped it and sacrificed to it. Namuhla asakhona amakholo athi uma ebona ukuthi uNkulunkulu libele ukubaphendula baphambukele ekukhonzeni izithixo. Singakufunda ke lokhu Exodus chapter 32 verse 1 to 8. Peter's denial of Jesus during his trial, it shows how fear and pressure can lead to spiritual instability. Matthew chapter 26 verse 69 to 75. Kwafika intombazana kuPetru ehlezi ngaphandle egcekene sotha umlilo yathi nawe ubunoJesu waseGalile. Waphika phambi kwabo bonke wathi angazi lokhu okushoyo. Wasuka waya ngaphandle kwesango. Enye intombazana yambona yathi kwabebelapho lona ubenoJesu waseNazaretha. Waphika futhi ngokufunga wathi angimazi lowo muntu. Emva kwesikhashana ababemi khona basondela bathi kuPetru, ngempela nawe ungomunye wabo ngokuba nokukhuluma kwakho kuyakudalula. Waqala ukuthuka nokufunga wathi angimazi lowo muntu. Namuhla asekhona amakholo athi uma ehlaselwa ngabantu basezweni bayiphike inkolo yobuzalwane ngoba ke besesaba njengento le enziwa ke uPetru. Angibonge ke uNkulunkulu anibusise egameni likaJesu Kristu waseNazaretha. Ameni.
Ameni. Siyabonga kakhulu babongani. Inkosi kwenze kahle ngendlela eyisimanga.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
But there is a time to search and a time to give up. A time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882 and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion. Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Cut a beam of... Says greetings, Pastor Ray and your guest. Spiritual instability can be described as a lack of consistency in faith and obedience, and can lead to discouragement, burnout, and doubt. Some signs of spiritual distress include feelings of anger, hopelessness, depression, or anxiety, difficulty sleeping, feeling abandoned by God, questioning the meaning of life or suffering, questioning beliefs, or having sudden doubts about religious beliefs, asking why a situation occurred. To God be the glory. Thank you so much, Kotso B. Mav, for sending that. We really appreciate. We really, really, really appreciate. I see. Sipo, are you still there? Okay. Sipo, Mfundisi Motha, ukhona wena ngithi. Mfundisi Motha, awukho. Hawu Nkosi yami. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. And of course, we need to hear from you as to what you make of this. The very aspect, the very issue of spiritual instability, the causes of it. Mina, I am keen on the causes of it. I want to know on the issue of the causes of spiritual instability. And I think as we do so, the Father will just do you good, bless you so much in a mighty way. All right. And let me play a song for you as I get our guests back. Dr. Tumi, you remember Dr. Tumi? There's a song that he used to do. It's a beautiful song indeed. And here it goes. My rest. Sawubona mama.
Yebo baba ninjani?
Siyaphila ninjani?
Ayibonga inkosi. So ngisho ayifoni baba uRay, ifoni yami iyagula. Iyaguga nayo njengami. Ngiyaxolisa kakhulu kodwa ngihlushwa izwi lapha ngisakhuluma nezuze inkosi. Ngiyanibingelela egameni elihle lenkosi yethu uJesu Kristu.
Haleluya.
Ongumqalisi nomphelelisi wendlela zethu. Kusakhulunywa ngalo mbuso, lo mbuso ithu.
Thank you.
Kunamazwi la kuDaniel 1.
Yebo.
Uyangizwa baba?
Ngiyakuzwa mama.
Ya. Manje manje mina ngeze lapha maqondana nendaba lezi enikhuluma ngazo umoya ongcwele namadlozi akuhlangani.
Ngiyakuzwa.
Khuluma nomntwana enyanga ngazalwa inyanga anginamoya obunyanga. Manje kunamazwi lapha akhulunywa ngidanyela ukuthi ubaba mayekhuluma lapha uthi ukufunda izwi ngona kusiza umuntu ngoba izwi liyakhulisa.
Yes.
Manje ngibonga ukuthi uDaniel lapha one ukhuluma indaba enkulu, ukhuluma ngoDaniela lesikhathi basekuthunjeni laphayana.
Ya.
Uthi uDaniela kuDaniel 1:19 uthi inkosi yakhuluma nabo phakathi kwabo bonke akufunyananga muntu onjengoDaniel.
Yeah.
Nohananiya noma Mishali noAzariya basebeni phambi kwenkosi. Ezintweni zonke zokuhlakanipha nezokuqonda inkosi eyayibabuza ngazo yabafumanisa bendlula aba yabafumanisa yaba bendlula kayishumi zonke izanusi nabathwebuli ababesembusweni wayo wonke. Manje kundlula bani? Kundlula umbusi wababusi, umholi wabaholi, uNkulunkulu owadala izulu nomhlaba. UDaniel wayehamba ahlala noNkulunkulu, ahamba yokubuza kuye, zafika izanusi zahluleka. Nalamhlanje zisehluleka, dala zahluleka. Manje ngithinta kule ndaba yamadlozi, indaba yamadlozi ayikho babu ure. And ngixolisa kakhulu ngoba le foni yami ayivakali kahle.
Akunankinga mama.
Ya, kodwa ngibonga ukuthi ngiyakwazi.
Siyabonga, siyabonga.
Over 8 years manje mina ngilandla.
Ah, inkosi kubusise
mama. Ngikufuna ukuthwala ngoze nibe izimpunga ngigugu. Wangithwala la kulo msakazi. Wangithwala la kule radio futhi. Yithi ngokuze inkosi phambili sihlalele mina la.
Mayibonga inkosi.
Ukuthi uNkulunkulu akanembathe.
Makadunise baba.
UNkulunkulu angiphukuhlakanipha njengoDaniel. Angeke anikeze uDaniel ukuhlakanipha mina anganginikezi. Ngiyabonga baba.
Thank you mama.
Ngibonga kakhulu.
Inkosi kubusise.
Nge-21 bokukhuluma ubaba Makamu.
Yeah.
Ubaba Makamu makakhuluma ubaba Makamu ukhuluma isikhathi eside kanti akasimuntu okhuluma kahle isikhathi eside.
Hey.
Wazothula mina lo mthwalo kade ngisinda. Kunezwi lapha kuzenzo. Ngathi uzenzo 12. Verse 20. Isihloko sakhona sithi ukufa kukaFaro.
Ukufa kukaHero.
Wavalela uPetro etronweni. UPetro waphuma, wahamba. Ingilosi yamkhipha, wakwata, wamthatha, wamfaka, wamfuna, wangamtholi, wasiya kwakhe. Manje kunamandla akhulumako lapha kuzenzo 2. Uthi kuzenzo 2 lapha sengivalile le ncwadi yami. Ukhuluma ngokufa kukaFaro ukuthi uFaro wambatha ingubo yakhe yobukhosi. Wahlala esitulweni sakhe sobukhosi wahlulela abantu. Abantu ngoba bebefunzwa uHerod basaba amehlo akhe, badinisa uHerod bangamdinisa uNkulunkulu. Lithizi besindelozi ezulwini yashaya le nkosi yafa khona lapho yadliwa yizipethu. Amen.
Amen mama, siyabonga kakhulu.
Lo uNkulunkulu ethamba naye baba re.
Yeah.
Nolo uNkulunkulu wasipha thina asimhlanganisa. Don't be nikhuluma ngale limi leni lesilu ngokuthi ungabi double minded, ungabi double engine. Ulekhona le moto abathi double engine, sikhule thina bathi i double engine, bathi nama engine emuva naphambili. Umuntu le engine eyi-1, ingqondo yakho iyi-1. Thatha uNkulunkulu umfake engqondweni yakho, uphile ngayo, ungashintshi. Uhambe uthathe lokwa ukufakela, uthathe lokwa ukuhlanganisa. Akahlanganise uNkulunkulu.
Siyabonga kakhulu mama, inkosi kubusise.
Hayi, ngiyabonga babu Ray, ngiyabonga
gogo
Mlombo lo thethaa.
Thank you gogo, siyathokoza, inkosi kubusise. Inkosi bena.
Ngikhonzele kakhulu, ngikhonze ugogo Majola, ugogo Sibeko, ngithi phambili mantombazana.
Amen. Bye bye gogo. The time has gone to about 6 minutes to the hour. I want to give our guests at least 1.5 minutes each to make a conclusion on the matter. We really appreciate.
Masimdumise rhoqo ngecawe ngo 5 o'clock ekuseni no Ayanda Nenema. Siyathandaza, siyadumisa, sitya ilizwi nobungqina kuKristu. Let's praise him ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
All right, let me start with you. Mfowethu, Babu Motha, finally, what do you say? I'm giving you a minute and a half. Isikhathi sambili. Okay, we seem to have lost him there. Jabu, let me give to you 1.5 minutes. Jabu. How? Sipho wena ukuphi?
Hawu ngikhona mfundisi ngilahlekana
ngisimbi. Yes, I'm also here my friend.
Okay, thinkale ngawe ke Jabu. 1.5 minutes your final conclusion.
All right, no, thanks very much my friend. We've listened to actually the father speaking to us about being unstable or instability. So now it's the time for us to go back and really fix those areas in our lives that we see that they are unstable. And then we start growing the strength and also our faith and be anchored. James 1:6, the word of God says, but he must ask in faith without any doubting.
Yeah.
For the one who doubts is like a surf of the sea,
yes,
driven and tossed by the wind. So our faith should be strong in a way that it cannot be shaken, it cannot be moved, because those are the signs of not being spiritually unstable or instability. So let us be anchored to Yahuwah, actually Yeshua HaMashiach, so that you can be able to grow and not be moved by all kinds of whip.
Thank you so much, my friend. Let me read another one. This is from Thabo Mofokeng. Let's see. Thabo Mofokeng says, greetings, brothers, in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Spiritual instability is caused by us children of the Most High sailing too close to the world by doing what our ship, by doing that, our ship will sink. May the Lord help us to live in a spirit as our Lord is the spirit. Thabo Mofokeng, thank you so much. We really, really appreciate.
Enjoy a cup of coffee and catch up on your favorite program. Download our podcasts on radiopulpit.co.za.
Mfundisi Mota, let me give you your 1.5 minutes. What say you finally?
Mfundisi, siyabonga kakhulu. Elokugcina nje ngithanda ukukhotha lapha in the book of 1 John chapter 2 verse 15. It says, do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. In other words, we can never be able to stand the into the says, we will remain unstable in our relationship with the Father. So we should do away with the things of the world so that we can be able to walk in love, the love of God that he has given unto us. So sonke isikhathi sidinga ukuthi izinto zasezweni sisuke kuzo, singahlanganyeli kuzo, because we are no longer the people of this world,
but
we belong to him, our Father. So I just want to say that ukuthi we should not even associate ourselves with anything of this world, but our love should be the Father. Let us go uNkulunkulu, masimthande uNkulunkulu ngenhliziyo yethu yonke.
Absolutely. Next week we are talking about self-control. That is what is happening next week. Sipho, your final words.
Matthew 7, 26 verse. I sound like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. When a storm comes in, that house falls. Strong in the Lord, and let's keep up faith, and let us fix our eyes unto Jesus, in the author and the perfect of our faith, and make sure would we reflect his glory and magnify his name. Moreover, lifting up his name so that whenever we lift him up, we draw people to himself.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Matatageti. Looking forward to seeing you on a weekend men's dialogue. Thank you very much. And of course, next week we are talking about self-control, what it is even all about. It's something that we need to revisit and dig in the new information that we have about self-control. Mfundisi Mota, thank you so much. Pass our regards, man.
Thank you so much, my brother. I will do so, and also I ask you to do the same. Umama nabantwana ekhaya, Mfundisi Sipho, Mfundisi Jabulani kanye nabalaleli emakhaya.
Yes.
Ngiyanthanda kakhulu bafuthi, uNkulunkulu anibusise.
Thank you so much. Sipho, pass our regards at home. Thank you so much, my friend.
Bongile mfoka pho zwani wakhela abantwana inkosi imbusise futhi Jabulani Dominic futhi Smotha, we love you very much. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jabulani Dominic, my friend, blessings to you. Tuda,
thanks very much, my friend. Tuda Raba, all the praise and the glory. Futhi Smotha, futhi Sipho, abaloleli bonke, sinika lonke udume, maka sibusise sonke.
Many people don't know that when we say Tuda Raba, we say we are giving him all the praise and the glory and all the majesty. That is what we are saying. So thank you so much. siyambonga uNkulunkulu wethu osiphilisa ngaso sonke isikhathi. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for the WhatsApps, the messages. Thank you for the voice notes. Thank you so much for the calls. We give the Father all the glory, the majesty, and the honor. It is by His Holy Spirit that He guides us into all truth. From me, Ray, it's been great. It's been wonderful. May the Father bless you even far much more. Abundantly.
We do all the good we can by all the means we can for as long as we can. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit in collaboration with Need Pray is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
From your ear to your heart to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.